Hi there. The word for you today is pray for God's favor. In Exodus 3 verse 21, we read the words, God said, I will give you favor. God told Israel, I will give you favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and when ye go, ye shall not go empty-handed. God promised his people two things before they left Egypt. Notice what they were. Number one, favor with their enemies. And number two, great provision. And when he brought them out, they had both. There's a lesson here for you. Your trouble, the trouble you're going through right now, is only a classroom. It's a controlled environment for God to work on your behalf. Look what he used to free his people from slavery in Egypt and turned their situation around completely. Flies, hailstones, frogs, go figure. The things that destroyed their enemies were the very things God used to deliver them. Here's the point. There's nothing God can't do. He can be your doctor, your counselor, your broker, your lawyer, and anything else you need him to be. Notice the frogs that invaded the homes of the Egyptians couldn't cross the property line of the homes of God's people. That's because the favor of God will protect you. Stop. Think about the things that have come right up to you but didn't touch you. Ezra said in Ezra 8:31, the hand of our God was on us and he protected us from our enemies. Here's a question. Why did the same Pharaoh who repeatedly said no to Moses suddenly say yes? Timing. When the time is right, God will move on your behalf. So, start praying for favor. Favor in unexpected places. Favor that moves mountains. Favor that opens doors. Favor that gives you access to things you otherwise wouldn't have. If you can't cope with the future, check with the past. The words of Psalm 23 stand sure and eternal. Here they are. Surely, not maybe, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.